With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Top Order Podcast Cricket World Cup Daily Review. Final match of the pool play. We've made it, Raj. We've made it all the way to the end of this World Cup, into the business end. We have India, Netherlands, State Highway 1. We'll bring you all the action all coming up right after this. So Raj, great to catch up in person yesterday. We were able to catch up in person. Little break, obviously, in the schedule now with after this game, the couple of days before the semi-finals. So we were able to catch up and record an in-person semi-final preview. So for listeners and viewers, that'll all be coming up in your feed in probably less than 24 hours with the way things are going. But let's just focus on today's game for this short review. Boy, that pitch looked good, Raj.
Yes, that pitch definitely looked flat. but in saying that, I mean, in India, were just business as usual, weren't they? They great start by Gill and Rohit during that power play. It's irresistible, that force that they start off with. I'll go through the whole summary of the batting innings, I guess. Kohli had some struggles early on, but found his stride. But the real show was the Shreyas and Rahul show. Batted through a large part of the innings and paced it beautifully towards the end there. I don't know what more to say. What a good batting innings from India. It's almost a blueprint that they've got, and they just follow it every time.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I do want to talk a little bit about that power play because, yeah, that I mean, as a New Zealand fan thinking about that semi-final, that's probably the number one scary thing for me when I'm thinking about this Indian side. But firstly, I guess, on the teams, what do you make of India unchanged? Did you like that?
Yeah, I think it was probably the big question going into the game. What team were India going to play? I love the fact that India played the same team. To me, it shows that they're focused on winning this game. They haven't had to spend hours and hours in the field like a lot of other teams through their previous matches. They have finished them quite quickly. So, yeah, I love the fact that India played the same team. Real intent from me.
Yeah, I tend to agree because I sort of thought that they would go and make quite a few changes and sort of give everyone a run. But it sort of the way that, I don't know, I feel like players are used to playing every couple of days now, and that's actually not a big deal. They had almost a week before this game, and obviously as it played out, their bowlers didn't need to stretch themselves as much as they might have needed to. And that's probably the only question you might have had about the bowlers, whether they, you know, whether you're risking an injury, I suppose. But yeah, nothing too much to worry about.
Yeah, just before we get to the bowlers, I did want to ask you a question about, you know, Shreyas and Rahul, that innings, how much you liked it, how much of it did you see? But also the question, I had a feeling that, I think I texted you early on, I was like, India going to get 500 here. The way they were batting, they looked very, very impressive early on. Do you feel like India left some runs out there on that pitch? I mean, it was a good score, 410. I don't know, 410. I don't know why I'm asking this question, but I feel like they had more runs in them. Tell us your summary of the end of that innings and that great partnership as well.
Well, yeah, look, they were 91 for none after 10. I mean, yeah, you say. Actually, I do want to spend a little bit of time on that power play, because before we talk about Shreyas and KL Rahul, but I will say at about the 7th or 8th over in that innings, to answer your question, there was a score predictor that popped up on the screen, and it said 411. And I actually sent a tweet out from our account and said, 411, that seems a bit light. Because it did. I mean, look, all credit to the score predictor, got it absolutely spot on. But it felt like they could, yeah, as you say, could easily have got 500 and, or, you know, we've got very close to that. And, you know, if you look at the way that innings panned out, obviously I said 91 for none after 10. I think they went on, I think I wrote it down, Kohli was out in the 29th over at 200. So probably for that next 30 overs, they went at about a run a ball once Gill and Sharma came in. Once they went out, basically Shreyas and Kohli sort of went at a run a ball, and probably in hindsight could have gone higher. But as you say, I think that's the blueprint. That's the blueprint for most teams these days. If you can, you accelerate in the power play, then you make sure you build another partnership. You get through to 25, 30 overs. 30 overs if you're going really well, probably 35 if you're struggling a little bit, and then you just start to hit the gas again, and that's exactly kind of what KL Rahul eventually did for them. Just on the power play, I think we've talked a little bit about it in our preview yesterday. Rohit Sharma just absolutely terrifies me as an opening batter. A couple of people have pointed out to me that he's got a little bit of a weakness against left-arm seamers. So, you know, think about Madushankar, the way he got him out. So I'm very much hoping Trent Bolt can do the same on Wednesday. But Raj, I mean, just tell me how much you enjoyed that Shubman Gill 6 onto the roof. I mean, that was insane.
No, the original, the live angle of that 6, it looked like it left the stadium. And I sent out the text message. I was like, I don't think they're ever going to find that ball. it looked like it just kept going up. When you saw the subsequent angles, it did hit the roof and come back. But man, as soon as it hit his bat, you thought that it was going into outer space. It was an incredible shot from Shubman Gill. And he's kind of been a little bit forgotten when we talk about the Indians and their batting this World Cup. But he's actually had a pretty decent World Cup without having a massive score.
Yeah.
But slowing down Rohit Sharma and Gill is going to be probably a pivotal battle when we have the new ball with New Zealand. The ball that got Rohit Sharma was possibly the ball of the World Cup. So we might need something similar to get him again. But you're 100% right. That power play is pivotal for the next game.
Yeah, and look, to finally answer your question now about Shreyas and KL. Yeah, I mean, great partnership. And I think that it summarises why you have to get wickets early against this Indian lineup, because there is just so much power through the middle there with Kohli kind of anchoring things. Did it again with another 50, kind of got them to the point where, I'm sure he didn't want to get out, but got them to the point where, you know, Shreyas could continue, KL Rahul could come in. And, you know, those two as well, sort of, we talked about Kohli and Shreyas sort of working their way in at sort of 6 and over. KL Rahul and Shreyas did the same kind of thing. KL Rahul brought his 50 up off 40 balls. But then his next 50 comes off 22 balls and bring consecutive sixes to bring up the 100. I think they got 64 off their last four overs. They probably went at, all told, they probably went at nearly 10 and over for that entire partnership. I think as I said, Kohli out in the 29th over and score at 200, and they finish up at 410 for four in the 50th. You know, KL Rahul gets out in the 50th over. So, yeah, impressive stuff. And just the way that they can power some of the shots. I mean, people are going to go and look at these highlights. And if they're coming on and listening to us, I'm sure they're going to go and look at the highlights as well. And, yeah, just some incredible shots throughout that innings.
Yeah, it shows how much the game has changed when they actually looked like they were controlled all the way to 400 in a one day. I guess when I was looking, I didn't watch a lot of this. I watched probably the first 20 overs or so. I was just following along on text afterwards. I saw the score they were on, you know, going into the latter stages, and I was like, oh, I think they've left some runs out there with the wickets in hand that they did have. But then the last over, KL Rahul, consecutive sixes to bring up his 100.
Hmm.
Very, very attractive, and I think it gave them, put them over that 400 mark, and it gave them that probably what they were looking for from a target point of view. Even if we think that they may have left some runs out there, 400 is going to beat most teams every time you put that score up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't mention how 400 should be a winning total. But at least New Zealand's made it to the semi-finals now. We don't have to have nightmares about that innings. But yeah, I think, I mean, look, it ticks all the boxes for India. Everyone got some runs. I think the only one is that, you know, Sky didn't get a chance to actually get out there and have a hit. That's probably the only thing. He hasn't really had much to do in this World Cup. And I think, you know, when he's come in, he's been getting out cheaply. So probably if the one thing that they might have wanted to do is get him, I don't know, 50 balls in the middle and be able to hit some runs. But, you know, look, I think if you're getting 400 for three, I think they've done a very good job. And then, you know, we go to the bowling. Siraj gets Baresi in the second over of the innings, his first over. And, I mean, it's all but over from there. You know, Ackerman and O'Dowd put a nice little partnership together. But basically, as soon as the spinners come on, Kuldeep traps Ackerman in front. Jadeja absolutely cracking first up delivery to clean up Max O'Dowd first ball, and 72 for three off 15, and you know, I think it became a bit of a procession from there.
Yeah, just to comment on Sky, I think he's probably the first person in cricketing history to be disappointed coming out at 408 for four. Yeah, it was business as usual for the bowlers as well. They probably would have liked to take some more wickets up front with the new ball, but it wasn't to be this time. And then as soon as the spinners came on, they were effective straight away, as you mentioned. Hard to play, hard to score off, hard to not get out to. They flexed their muscle here. As soon as they had that game under control, the biggest talking point that we had going into this game, going into the playoffs, is what happens if one of India's bowlers don't perform. They've only selected five bowlers, so who is India's sixth bowler? Well, they've answered it, and it's everyone, Stu.
Yeah. I know, you look through that lineup and it starts to look like a bit of a, you know, Monday night social lineup after those opening bowlers. My sort of cricket etiquette radar is never quite I'm never quite sure about things. Is that you know, taking the mickey a bit, or is that just fair enough? They you know, as you said, as soon as the spinners came on, the squeeze was on. The game was sort of over by the time, the chase was at least very insurmountable by the time that Virat Kohli came on to bowl. But you know, are they doing the right thing there, just resting their bowlers, or is that kind of a bit unfair to the Netherlands?
Yeah, so I believe Mohammad Siraj actually went off for a little bit, just with a bit of an injury complaint. He did come back and finish off, but they bowled the bowlers through the middle, those extra bowlers, give Mohammad Shami and Siraj a little bit of time off. It wasn't Shami's day today. He wasn't as effective as he normally has been throughout this World Cup. You know, with the single digit average that he had before this game, and I don't see any problem with it. I know there will be times where this will have to happen, and they'll have to bowl if they're going to continue to select only five bowlers. They have to have a plan, and why not try it out here? I don't think there's any disrespect shown towards the Netherlands. I think it was just a case of the situation that was put in front of them. They gave Virat Kohli the ball, which the crowd loved, and he managed to strangle one down the leg side. I think it was Edwards, was it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Scott Edwards. It is what it is. I don't think there was any disrespect or anything shown there. It was India bowling their sixth bowler, which is everyone else in the team that isn't selected as a bowler.
Yeah, I know. Shreyas Iyer, that injury must still be bothering him to not get a bowl. The only one other than KL Rahul to not get a bowl.
No one who scored 100 was allowed to bowl. If you scored 100, you're not allowed to bowl.
Yeah, I guess that's fair enough. That's what you guys do on Monday night, is it? It's the same rules. Same rules apply.
Yeah, no one's scoring 100 on a Monday night, but yeah, follow India.
Yeah, look. I wasn't suggesting any disrespect. I think India played that game in very good spirits. I saw at the end Rohit Sharma giving credit to Tejan Nedumanuru, who had a very nice game, actually. Took brilliant catch. We haven't mentioned that actually to get Shubman Gill on the boundary there. He made that look super easy, but I genuinely think that's one of the catches of the tournament. That was, amazing to jump up right on the boundary rope, take it in two hands and land on one foot, keep your balance, and then, stay in the field of play. Didn't even move. That was, stunning stuff from him. And then he goes out there, takes a bit of a liking to Sky, hits an amazing shot off Kuldeep Yadav over extra cover for six, and then, finally dismissed by Rohit in the final, or as the final innings and a couple of overs to go.
Yeah, no, the Nedumanuru catch, that series of movements on a Monday night would have a very different outcome on a Monday night and probably end an injury. But it was great catch from him. And also, I did want to mention Roelof van der Merwe as well, bowled really well. I didn't actually see a lot of his bowling, but statistically, he's heading above, heading shoulders above his peers there from the scorecard anyway. A little bit of short handle or long handle at the end of the Netherlands innings, or the middle to the end of the Netherlands innings. How do you feel about this game rounding out the tournament? We have talked a little bit about how a lot of games have been sort of one-sided. This wasn't one of those classic games, a great innings from India. The game was probably over within the first sort of 15, 20 overs of the chase. A bit of a shame, but great to see India flexing their muscles and Netherlands not doing themselves any injustice from a chasing perspective.
No, look, Netherlands have been great in this World Cup. I've really enjoyed watching them play. I think, I'm not the only one to say it, but, they need more games, right? They've showed that they are not easy beats for anyone. I mean, I know India has powered home here, but they've powered home against most teams in this World Cup. And the Netherlands, barring a couple of big defeats, which I'm sure they'll be disappointed about against Australia as well, I think they've equipped themselves very well and shown that they can upset sides, that they can, and they can, make everyone work hard to beat them. As a final game of the pool play, I don't mind it. I sort of like that. India didn't open the tournament. I like that they finished the pool play. It's sort of, I don't know, and if you're thinking about ideal scenario for fans and things, I think this is great for them to, pack a stadium and kind of get out there and cheer on India. You expect on paper that India are going to win this game, so you sort of think, okay, I guess for the organisers as well, if you're thinking, okay, well, maybe this is India has to win this game to get into the semi-finals or something at the start of the tournament, you're thinking this is great, everyone's going to go home happy here. So, yeah, look, I don't mind it, and I think it was played in good spirits, and we all saw, a lot of runs and some entertaining cricket throughout. I guess just before we sort of finish the episode, I think probably we should talk a little bit, and I guess give India a huge amount of praise here for going through the pool play unbeaten. I think that is, it's felt inevitable for the last four or five games, which makes it even more impressive and shows, what kind of form that they've been in at the moment. I think it could well have been a very different conversation if, Mitchell Marsh catches Virat Kohli in that first game. But basically since then, they've gone 9-0. And to be honest, I don't know that they've ever really been threatened. New Zealand pushed them a little bit in their game. Maybe one or two extra wickets there could have made things very, very interesting. But yeah, I think it's just time for some praise for India for what they've done, no matter what happens in the rest of this tournament.
Yeah, it is a very interesting question. What would have happened if they had lost that first game, and how that would have changed this World Cup from a complexion point of view? But yeah, they have looked absolutely imperious. I'm going to use the word imperious. They've looked incredible throughout the whole tournament. They have never really looked like being in any sort of danger, aside from that first game that we were talking about. Everything has gone to plan. If Rahul Dravid and the coaching team had put a diagram, a blueprint, a mind map together at the start of the tournament, it would have been very similar to this. This is their plan A. They've never had to deviate from it. They probably weren't expecting the Hardik Pandya injury, but Mohammad Shami has really stepped up into that role, and Sky has been there if they have required him, but they have not really required him to go out and score any runs. But everything's gone to plan. I don't know what else we can say about them.
Yeah, look, completely. And in a way, I sort of almost feel like they stumbled into that plan because of the Hardik injury. Again, we'll never know what would have happened, whether they would have turned to this sort of lineup, even if he was fit, and whether they could have just gone with him at six and gone with the same bowling attack from then on with Jadeja at seven and all those four brilliant bowlers to come. But yeah, look, as you say, it's been special to watch, and just the way that they've absolutely demolished teams. I can't remember seeing a more dominant performance through the pool play for a long time. And, I think of some of those great Australian sides that won World Cups, and, this India side is going to be talked about in the same mould if they can get through these two knockout games to come. And yeah, look, anything else you want to add on this game?
Nothing from me, really. Just India is just a very impressive side. The playoff structure is something to be talked about later on once we've seen the wash up in terms of who wins this game and how it goes in these knockout stages. But it's been a really great World Cup so far, and hopefully we can see three incredible games to finish it off.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we talked about those two semi-finals yesterday here in New Zealand time, yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. So that will be in your feed probably in about 18 to 24 hours time after this one. We'll be previewing the India New Zealand semi-final and South Africa Australia. We really, really hope that big, exciting games. Obviously, from a New Zealand point of view, we're hoping that New Zealand can kind of upset the apple cart and find a way to beat this incredible India side. But yeah, hoping for two great games. And we'll be back, I guess, after that. We'll be back for those morning games, straight away. Same kind of daily reviews that we've been doing. So yeah, don't worry. We'll still be around for the semi-final and final. And you have a lovely day, and we'll see you all again tomorrow.
Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.